So we can now play the intro music and get pumped up.
Yeah.
Kind of like this. This is the extended cut. There's a little solo breakdown too.
Dude.
And we bring you down. What do you think of that? What?
Dude, that's awesome. What's happening, man?
Extended cut. How are you?
Oh, dude, the extended cut. I've never heard the whole thing.
No. We normally play the 30-second version, you know, to keep it short and sweet. No one wants to hear these long-ass intros.
Right. There's a little bit of a solo in the middle of there somewhere.
A little, yeah. Now that solo is fucking sick.
Yeah, it is.
And it's so now we're live. Well, we're not live. I mean, if you're listening to this, you know, it's a pre-recorded version, but we're now able to, we have some new gear. We solved a lot of technical difficulties over the past, I think we've done 2 shows in 3 months.
Oh, dude, it's been a rough 3 months, bro. But we're trying, we're getting new shit. We're doing things, we're building. It just sucks that we had to put the show on hold for a minute, but we're fucking back.
Yeah, we upgraded the show. We upgraded the gear. So yeah, now
the
we're
talent
doing...
level's still the same.
That's been downgraded.
Yeah, it's been downgraded. We're a little rusty, but yeah, man, it's good. It's good to be back. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you forever either,
dude. Yeah, good to see your face. What's So we have a little bit of a birthday boy.
Oh,
in the studio today.
Old as balls. That's that's how I feel, man. Yep. So, but it's my birthday today.
Today, right?
Yep. Old as shit. But my wife had like a surprise birthday party for me last night. And dude, it was one of the funnest, like, most shocking nights of my life. It was the shit. She had been working her ass off planning some stuff and being awfully sneaky. And it really paid off in the end. Cause I thought I had shit figured out. I thought I had stuff figured out.
You thought it was going to be surprise and like 50 hand jobs.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Everybody was just start tugging away, but no, man, it was insane. She got me an RV. Jesus. I have an RV. Yeah, we're moving to Texas. I'm going to park it in your front lawn, and we're living there now.
Let's do it.
I'm like Cousin Eddie on Christmas vacation.
Dude, yeah, you could step into the studio. Like every day we could do a show.
Yes. That'd be awesome. Oh,
dude, I saw the mattress in that thing.
Yeah. Had to break it in last night. Actually, we didn't. It was really cold outside.
Did you do a little bit of drinking yesterday?
Yeah, till about 4:30 this morning. And then I had to go to work today.
What?
Yeah, man, I'm still in my work gear, as you can see.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. This is the new gig.
Yes, man. I started a new job, which is another reason why the show's been put on hold. But yeah, man, it's taken up a lot of time. It's a job, you know. It is. Yeah, it's not nearly as cool as the podcast.
Nothing. is as cool as the podcast.
Right?
Not that we RV. Well,
that RV's pretty fucking badass, dude.
It's wrapped.
Someday we've got to do an RV podcast from inside the RV.
On the road.
Yep.
Dude, we can take it on the road. We can do an RV and everything. That could be our fucking tour RV.
Oh, dude. The shitter's full tour.
Because that's the next step for any podcast, is to just go on the road and sell, you know, a ticket right. or two.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of our fans that have left us because we haven't done a show in 3 months.
Dude, they've been very vocal.
Yes, they have been. And I've been trying to be like, hey, I'm sorry. It's my fault. We'll get back into it. Please stay with us. Blah, 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 blah. But so we're doing it, man. We just got to get back on our schedule.
Yeah. And you know? Then the beauty of what we're doing here is it's not a fucking radio show.
Right. Right.
You know, we're still getting, you know, one, we don't get the stream count bump, you know, from the new shows,
mm-hmm.
but our numbers didn't take a hit. I mean, people are going back and they're listening to it or discovering the show for the first time and catching up. That's the beauty of the podcast.
Yeah, man. It is pretty awesome. I have been keeping track of that, and it makes me want to do the show that much more. You know what I mean? That it hasn't dropped off. It's not like there's been a huge hit or anything, but I just feel bad, man. Cause I know consistency when it comes to this stuff is it's a huge part of it, dude. You know, we become part of people's lives as much as they hate it. We're in your fucking ear holes now. We're in your lives.
Yeah.
And they become part of ours, man. I talk to people all the time on social media. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we'll get back on this new schedule, but we had to take a little bit of a breather to upgrade our gear, and then start a new gig. Those are kind of the two, you know, the two big drivers, but I think we're going to start getting some guests.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have, you know, we've been talking to a few folks, and now that we have the gear kind of set up, you know, we can either have in studio guests or phone calls. Which is really fucking great. We've been talking to Mike Buschetti.
Yeah.
About getting on the show. And so, you know, if you're a fan of Mike, I mean, you know, Jesus, dude, I don't know how many people he's influenced. But he's really fucking funny, and it's just a matter of scheduling right now. I mean, he wants to get on the show and he wants to talk to us, and we'll have him. I'm a huge fan of Mike.
Absolutely. Dude, he's been in the comedy world forever and ever and ever. He just had a new comedy album released, didn't he?
A special, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just had one release.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited about, you know, the possibility of getting Mike on the show. Once we get our schedule worked out, you know, we'll hit him up again and try to hone in on a time.
Absolutely.
But, man, do you feel any older? Like the birthday thing?
Every fucking day. I feel like I'm just wasting away. Just bits and pieces of me. Bits and pieces just crumbling. I'm like a old salt mine that's just being slowly just chiseled till there's nothing left.
Oh, that sounds
I think
rough.
It's from the inside out.
How about your new gig? Is it like, are you getting exercise with it or?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's a pretty physical job.
So that'll help take away some of the older feelings.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. It's cool, man. It is completely out of my element of stuff that I've never done any of this stuff before. It's pretty cool, man. I'm learning a whole lot of stuff, a lot of good life skills, a lot of useful things that I could use in the future. And I've got a countdown, you know, till my non-compete for my old job's out, and then take over the fucking world, you know?
Oh, wow. That's what's holding back the podcast.
That's what's holding back the fucking podcast.
That non-compete, yeah. Trenton isn't really your real name.
No. It's Alfred.
So yeah, Trenton has to perform under a stage name.
Stupid non-competes.
Do you, outside of friends and family and stuff, do you go all out for your birthday? Or you, I mean, I know you, but the listeners, you know, this is the first birthday we've had with you.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I have a ton of awesome friends that always, you know, kind of make a bigger deal about it than I do. Personally, I would just love to stay at home and hang out with everybody. You know what I mean? Not make a big deal out of it. Typically, I get really drunk at some point during my birthday celebrations. It's a good reason to get everybody around here that's close. You know what I mean? Of course, it would be great to have you here, but that's a long ass drive to get drunk in an RV. You know what I mean? So, and you don't drink anymore. You could have had sparkling water and made fun of me or something, but
a lot of sparkling water.
Yeah. But no, it was, it was cool this year. I think it was a little bit of a bigger deal this year because last year, you know, it was like a month after my heart thing, and so we didn't do shit, you know? So this year, my wife kind of went nuts.
You were still recovering at that time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was kind of a, I don't know. So now I'm like, Jesus, how is she going to upgrade next year? Next year's the 40th, you know? She better step that shit up.
A fucking podcast studio.
Yeah, podcast studio.
This is phase one of the mobile podcast studio. First the RV, then the gear.
Yep.
Then the hand jobs.
Right. I always forget about the hand jobs.
40. One for every year. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a little bit different than what I do. I like to get together with the girls, you know, let our hair down. Have a few Mike's Heart lemonades at the house, you know, sing into a hairbrush before, you know, going out to the bars and teasing the boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good.
Sounds like an awesome time.
It's a good birthday.
And dude, that's the thing. I am so shitty with birthdays. I can never remember anybody's fucking birthday. Ever. It makes me feel terrible.
I have to write it all down, but it's only a few people. I don't really give a shit about everybody else's birthday. And I felt really weird. You know, like I texted you today, happy birthday. You and I, like close friends, I do that too. You know, or of course I knew I was going to talk to you today, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go fucking text or write on somebody's Facebook wall of an acquaintance or somebody that I know. You know, there are like five people that I really give a shit about. And if you're listening, you know who you are.
All five of you. All five listeners.
No, it's a lot more than that. I care about a lot more than that. But no, it's, you know, I don't know. You know, an acquaintance that I kind of loosely stay in touch with. Dude, I'm in the middle of cutting out all that shit.
Yeah.
If my relationship with you is a Facebook relationship or a texting relationship, you're out of my life.
Right.
Not doing it anymore.
Man, that's such a weird thing. I used to have, back in the day when I had a BlackBerry, I had like 480 some phone numbers in there that I texted quite a bit. Like I kept in touch with a lot of people.
Yep.
And the older I get, the more I'm like, I need three. I need three people. That's it. I don't need to talk to anybody else. I'm trying to keep my circle, trying to bring it in a little bit, you know?
Yeah. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
There's no sense in being loosely in touch with 400 people.
Yeah, man.
There's no sense. It's, you know, what is it? Dunbar's number?
I used to spend hours texting, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Like hundreds of people would get a Merry Christmas from me or a whatever, you know, any holiday that came up. Happy New Year. I would spend like the last 3 hours of the night texting everybody Happy New Year.
And that's why people like you.
Oh, dude, it was awful.
That's why people hate me. They text me and I'm like, eh. Is it a Happy New Year?
Yeah.
Does this require a response? Eh, I don't know. I don't think it does. But dude, I'm all about it. And I'm even at the point where, first of all, I'm looking at alternatives for smartphones.
You're looking for an alternative lifestyle? Is that what are you talking about here?
Just I've been alternative for a long time. I grew my hair out long.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to rock and roll. Alternative to the alternative.
Right.
Dude, I'm looking. There's this thing called a light phone. And
light phone.
Yeah. Have you heard of this?
No.
Yeah, it's thelightphone.com. And they're sold out. They're shipping the light phone 2. And I'm not, I'll tell you more about the light phone 2, but I'll tell you why I'm not going to order it. But the light phone.
All right.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do next. So the light phone is, it's tethered to your phone. Your fucking horrible smartphone thing.
Okay.
And all it can do, it has a clock on it. It's a little piece of white plastic, like a credit card. And it has a clock on it and it has a keypad. It can only make or receive telephone calls and it can only save 9 numbers. That's it. That's fucking it. That's all it can do. And so you leave your phone at the house or wherever you know, you just shut it in a drawer. And then when you go out and about, you know, you're not going to miss anything if somebody desperately needs to call you and reach you. But other than that, you're at lunch with your family or hanging out and you're not staring at your fucking phone. You're not getting text messages. You're not getting distracted by Twitter or Instagram or any of that bullshit.
Oh, that sounds so awesome.
Nonsense. So, the Light Phone 2 is shipping in July, but they added some functionality to it.
Oh, so that's how it starts. They get you with this thing, and the next thing you know, it turns into a fucking... It does the exact same thing.
The exact same nonsense. It's yeah. Now, it's not like mobile apps and stuff like that. They have an alarm clock, and I think you can get messages. But it's like, okay, that's the next step. You know, like, I want a light phone to get rid of everything.
Yeah.
You know?
You could just go back to an old flip phone, dude. I did a flip phone for a while because I couldn't take it anymore. I got too wrapped up in the whole social media thing. I had to get rid of my Facebook. I had to get rid of all that bullshit.
Yep.
Back in the band days, man. I mean, you remember. It was, dude, we were constantly throwing shit up on socials, you know?
Oh, dude, and talking to people. And that's what having this podcast is about, too, you know?
Yep. Yep. And it's cool and it's fun and all that, blah, 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 blah. But sometimes it gets too much, man. And I had to take a hiatus, and I went with the flip phone for a couple years until I wanted some nude pictures one time, and my phone didn't have the capabilities, so I had to go upgrade. That's legitimately how I got back into smartphones.
wait. So somebody said, hey, can I sext you?
We were kind of sending dirty texts back and forth, and she's like, I'm sending you a picture. And I was like, oh.
Can you email it?
She emailed it to me. I had it saved on my old computer. Yeah, she emailed it to me.
Actually, dude. Can you text it to my mom first?
Hey, mom, get your phone ready. I'm going to need to borrow it. I would have too, but I wasn't living with her at the time.
Get your phone ready.
Ugh, dude, it was a bummer. The next day, I sent her a text message, said, hey, got me an iPhone. Round 2.
You turn that iPhone into a thigh phone.
Right. That was old. That was a long time ago, though. No more of that cool shit.
Dude, Samsung is rolling out their version of a flip phone.
Yeah, the foldable thing. I heard about that.
$2,000.
Two G's, man. But you know there's going to be a line waiting for that thing. It's unreal. $2,000, dude.
Dude, it's nonsense. And it's a bargain, though, compared to how much time you waste on your phone in general.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hours a day of productivity.
It is, man.
Just gone. And it's not for, you know, not for everybody, of course. And I'm getting better. You're ahead of me in terms of shutting off the Facebook pipeline. I just don't log in. I kind of need it for work. But yeah, man, in terms of social media, hours a day for some people.
Yeah.
And that just adds up to thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of wasted time.
Dude, I think it adds to people's depression and nonsense. Just constantly being on there, seeing what other people are doing and giving a shit what other people say. Ugh.
Yes. No, before smartphones, you know, like on college campuses, kids would come in and they'd be like, I'm homesick. I'm a little depressed. You know, like I'm struggling with eating disorders. Like some serious shit, but that was it. There were like three things. It was a little bit of depression, eating disorders, and homesickness.
Mm-hmm.
After smartphones, overwhelmingly, it's anxiety. Kids now have anxiety.
Yep.
So once I found, I'm fucking done, dude. I want to do everything I can do to just disconnect from this, from a smartphone, disconnect from social media, disconnect from like most of my friends.
But here's the other side of that coin, right? The other side of the coin is you've got directions anywhere you want to go. You don't get lost anymore. People don't get lost. You know, you can literally drive in any city in America and know your way, find your way around with no problem. People used to have to fucking read maps, dude. Yeah, you can, any piece of information is right at your fingertips at all times. It's on us to stop the other nonsense, right? I mean,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's dude, I'm a fat guy. So I'm equating this with like, everybody loves chocolate pudding. You don't have to eat a tub of it. So that's how I look at social media. I'm good at being like, fuck it. I'm off social media for a while. I'm bad at stopping myself from eating pudding.
No, I completely agree. There, you know, this is not about, you know, going back to the Stone Age or, you know, becoming a Luddite or, you know, any kind of nonsense. But you're right. These are tools that we should know how to use, and they do provide value to a certain extent, but overwhelmingly they're designed for addiction.
Dude, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's sometimes, dude, I fantasize about getting rid of fucking everything, I want four forks, four spoons, four dish, you know what I mean? For every person that I live with, all my, the kids, the wife, we've just got one of everything for everybody. One change of clothes. That's it. We live out in the middle of fucking nowhere. We don't have any electricity. We're off the grid completely. My beard's like 6 foot long, dude, just smelling like shit. Ugh, dude.
Churning
fucking butter and never having to deal with another person ever again.
Or just not having to deal with email.
That would be great too.
Yeah.
Dude, this new job that I've taken is very email heavy and it is fucking driving me crazy, dude. I do not like to communicate through email. But yeah. Yeah, man. I want to get off the grid. But then other times I'm like, if I broke my leg out there, I'm dead. But if I broke my leg out there and had my smartphone, I could build myself a fucking cast out of twigs and a wet t-shirt.
You have a fucking doctor Amazon primed to you.
Right, exactly. I would not survive in the wild, dude. I'm too pussy.
Now, there's some good things, man. And but you're absolutely right. It's up to us to like put those rules in place for when to use it. But
yes.
Endlessly surfing Twitter, endlessly surfing Facebook or Instagram to figure out what my friends are up to, that's not how to be used. And then relying on these companies who make money based on the amount of time that I spend on these services to tell me like what is important and what isn't, with these little red fucking red notification icons that say, hey, there's something important here. And oh, blah, 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 from 10 years ago, who you've met once liked a picture of you. I can't do that.
Oh, it is miserable. And it's not just your friends that you follow on these social media. It's random people. It's one day you'll go down a rabbit hole and you'll be like, you know what? Just for example, I went down a rabbit hole one day where I was like, I wonder what the fishing world's doing or something like that, you know? So you just start following all these people that are into fishing and seeing their fishing videos and their tips and tricks. I'm following like 6,000 people on Twitter, dude. I love it because I'm getting information from all over the place, but every day I'm deleting people. Cause I'm like, what bullshit are you posting about? Delete. You know what I mean? I genuinely liked following that many people, but I got to get the fuck off there. Got to, man.
No, it's designed for that. It's oh, hey, here's this thing that you like. Hey, here's another thing that's like it. Hey, here's another thing that's like it. And next thing you know, you're following 6,000 people and you've spent 8 hours on the service. It's called a lean back experience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, I go down these, I love guitars or whatever. And so I went down this repairing guitar, being a luthier, you know, rabbit hole. I follow like 700 luthiers on there because I just kept clicking on one and they would recommend another one. So I would keep clicking on. So there's like 700 guitar luthiers that I check out all their shit. And yes, it's cool, man. It's pretty cool. I don't need to follow 700 of them motherfuckers. Knife makers. Like I've got 1,000 knife makers on there because I think it's cool as shit. It's so weird, man.
Oh yeah. I'm what's it like a bookophile? What is it? Like I'm obsessed with pictures. No, I'm obsessed with pictures of libraries.
Oh,
wow. Fucking love it.
That's cool. I've never thought about that. Great. Here comes 700 fucking library follows.
And so I went through this phase where I followed hundreds of accounts that would just post pictures of old books, like stacked on top of each other, next to things, squeezed into bookshelves. And it just looked super cool.
That is cool.
And I found something really weird about, did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
But God,
I
saw it. Damn it.
I saw that
these
the
new
stuffed animals in the background move a little bit.
God damn it. These new mics, they won't pick up my shits. That was impressive too.
You like leaned all the way over.
I had to. It pushed me up.
Yep.
So
but yeah, you go down those. What happened with the books?
I followed hundreds of them. Hundreds.
Right.
And they all looked the same. Oh, there's a dusty corner of a library. There's another dusty corner of a library. There's a coffee shop.
Yep.
It was cool. It was cool. But you're just there. And I'm like, oh, I want to write a book one day. Oh, I can't. I'm spending 3 hours looking at old books.
And okay, so another weird part about that whole deal is I watch all these people do all these things and I think, man, I want to do that. Like, I can become a knife maker. How cool would that be to be a knife maker? And then, you know, I'm obsessed with it. Just fucking reading everything I possibly can, watching as many videos as I possibly can. And then I never fucking do it. I never do any of it. And I move on to the next one. Leather making. I'm over here watching a bunch of leather dudes making leather wallets and shit.
Leather daddies.
Yeah, a bunch of leather daddies just doing their... It's fucking weird, dude. And then next week, it'll be something else.
Oh, dude. Preaching to the choir. Amazon dropped off 3 books on Saturday on soap making.
Yes, man.
I'm gonna make some soap.
Fuck yeah.
Until it becomes hard. And then I'm going to quit.
Right. I know it, man. It's so weird. Yeah, I get these weird obsessions, and it's all I think about for weeks at a time. I remember at my old house, dude, this is legit. I was single, you know, I was just whatever, man. And we played a pickup game of basketball in my front yard. Okay, I had some friends over. It was a real nice day. We started playing basketball. I found myself doing dribbling drills and shooting. Dribbling drills and fucking shooting exercises for the next 3 weeks, dude. Like, I was training for the fucking NBA. Like, I'm a 32-year-old man outside doing dribbling exercises and shooting drills. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, you weirdo? Like, I just get obsessed with shit and I run with it.
It's that Rudy mindset.
Is it right? Yeah, I'm up here trying to earn a motherfucking scholarship.
Everybody said I couldn't do it. They said I was too old.
They said, yeah, he's 6'3", 340 pounds. He's not going to make the team. I'll show you.
Just night after night out there doing scrimmages.
Just fucking dribble drills and shooting drills, passing myself the rock, just fucking going nuts.
Playing street ball with a bunch of 9-year-olds.
On an 8-foot goal, that's the worst part about it, just so I could dunk. But I get obsessed with shit, man. It's weird.
Now, have you always been like that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you can't blame smartphones.
No, dude. No. Ever since I was a little kid, I'm just a weird motherfucker, man. I would get something in my head, and that's what I was into for the next 3 weeks, and then I would move on.
Did you watch Mighty Ducks and then want to play hockey?
Fuck yeah, I did. I was going to be the best goalie that ever lived. Ugh. Every sports movie like that, I did that shit. I remember watching Major League, and next thing I know, I'm throwing a baseball into the couch for the next 2 weeks, trying to work on my pitching release.
I remember a good period of about 4 years. Every time we hung out, you're like, man, you got to watch basketball. Man, you got to watch basketball.
I love that movie.
It was good. We watched it one night.
Yeah, we did.
But I didn't realize. I thought it was funny. It was a comedy. You took it serious.
I wanted to start a basketball league.
Dude, after dodgeball, I became a member of NADA, the National Amateur Dodgeball Association.
That's way better than NAMBLA.
It is. And I was living up in New York, and I was going to join the league. They have Here for the Beer League and another league that was like a bit more serious. And I bought the ball. I bought the NADA membership. It came with like a registration card. It came with a t-shirt. It came with a ball. And I played dodgeball exactly 0 times.
Dude, that is awesome.
But I became a member, and I tell everybody. You know, I went to work the next day, and I'm like, I'm a member of NADA. Like, what is that? National Amateur Dodgeball Association. Check it out.
Okay, so not to change subjects, Did you know there's a new pussy version of Dodgeball?
No. What is it?
Have you heard about this?
No.
They didn't want kids to get hit in the face anymore.
Of course not.
So they've completely... They've completely... What the fuck happened here? Sorry. Yeah, they've completely pussified it. And let me Google it.
It was already a soft ball.
Right. But kids were getting pelted in the face and they think, that used to be called building character and now it's bullying or something.
Fuck yeah, they were, man. There was this place right down the street from my house and it was full of trampolines, except one room that was full of trampolines and dodgeballs.
Oh, dude,
I'd take my daughter to this place and she would just go nuts. They had like inflatables. They had, like slides and other shit. And she was just bouncing off the walls. And I would jump into the dodgeball room, right? Where there's always one little fucker ready to go. And they started pinging me in the head. And I started doing like kamikaze jump moves on them until I had to be, I had to be removed.
That is funny. Did you show him your card? Did you show me your remember?
Showed him my something.
Why can't... I'm looking for it. Sorry.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. The balls were already pretty soft.
I know, but now they have to... You have to roll it on the ground. You
what?
Can't pick it up. Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I was putting, you know, like some lead weights in my balls. Pelting people.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. So I'm looking up different versions. List of dodgeball variations.
I saw something called protect ball or protection ball. You have to roll it on the ground. That's a bunch of horse shit.
Dude, there's killer ball.
I like that. Awesome. That's what I played.
Hell yeah.
One time...
Prison ball? That sounds interesting.
You may have been there when we invented badass badminton.
I think so.
We found an old badminton set at a garage sale, and you know, just the little badminton birdie thing.
Yeah.
And the rackets. And what we did is we invented a game called badass badminton, and we had two teams, three or four people on each side, and then a member of the opposite team would run through the row of people, and you would just pelt them with the birdie as hard as you could.
I do remember that.
And if you got hit, you lost.
Yeah.
But if you made it through, you survived to go through another round.
We always had some weird games, like chasing people with a bottle of piss. Do you remember that game?
That game was awesome.
That was a fun game.
Now you can't do that now.
No,
that's bullying.
Yep. But we were just bored. It was our friends. We were all friends. We just picked out. We would individually single out one of our friends whose turn it was in the barrel that
generally
day.
Generally the weakest.
Yeah. Whoever was the weakest that day, whoever was emotionally not available, who just looked, we saw a little bit of fear or a little bit of something, just something triggered it. And they needed to be chased with a bottle of piss. Or, you know, it was just everybody's turn, man. Everybody had a turn.
I think we ended up, I don't know if everybody had a turn. I think it was the same person.
There was a couple. There was a couple that would rotate in and out.
And then they just disappeared.
And the best part was they fucking hated each other, so they would fight. And then we would all bully the loser.
Uh-huh. I remember that because we never quite caught the guy we were chasing with piss.
No, he got away. He was pretty fast.
But his car was stationary.
Oh, yeah. He had piss handles.
Oh, man.
Maybe we were assholes, dude. Hey, man, it's a dog-eat-dog world, okay?
Can't go around pussifying everything.
Right. We were just trying to toughen them up. Remember how easy it was to get those guys to fight? One simple drum beat, and they would just start punching each other in the face.
Dude, that's all you had to do. You would sit and just start banging that floor tom. Doom, 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 doom. And they got all riled up.
They would just fight like crazy, dude. Man, the best was you could call those guys at any time. I remember calling Chris and being like, we were having band practice, and we call up Chris and we put the voice changer on, and we said, Chris, this is God. We need you to bring 2 dozen tacos and a case of Dr. Pepper. And all he said was, I understand. Hour and a half later, he showed up with tacos and Dr. Pepper. That's a good fucking friend, man.
I understand.
I understand.
Maybe he really, I think he really thought it was God.
He probably did.
I understand. It was very serious.
Yeah.
Never once did he say, I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, no, he didn't question it. That's all that was said. That was literally the entire conversation. And an hour and a half later, we had tacos and Dr. Pepper. It was crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's a good friend. That's a good friend.
Good friend, yeah. Yep, good friend.
Were you there when he was watching some adult erotica?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Big Muff. That was the Big Muff.
That giant hairy crotch came on the screen,
and he crossed his fingers into a cross and said, "Burn in hell." Oh, that guy was awesome. I miss him, man.
Yeah, I miss funny, the free funny tacos and Dr. Pepper.
Fuck yeah! I wonder if we could still call him up to this day and do that.
Hell yes, we can. Dude, we ought to get him on the show.
Oh, we should.
Chris, this is God.
Get on Too Dumb for This podcast.
Pay off the loan for the equipment.
I understand. didn't he get put through a trial one time?
I heard of that. I heard about that.
I'm pretty sure we would have court. And he had to go to court one time and we found him guilty. And his punishment. Didn't he break? Okay. This might be too inside baseball, but our drummer, Patrick, he built, wasn't it a bench? It was a bench, right?
He built it by hand.
Yeah.
By hand.
He's a hell of a craftsman. And Chris burned it in a fire, didn't he? Like, used it for firewood?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think he broke it and then burned it in a fire. And so we set him up with a court date. I believe Caleb was his lawyer. Caleb was the defense, right?
Yeah, and he wore a jacket. He dressed up for it.
Yeah, he did. And this I believe serious. You were the prosecutor. Were you the prosecution or were you the judge?
I don't
Patrick
remember.
Was the prosecution.
Yeah, because he grilled him.
Yeah. Patrick was the prosecution. You were the judge. And I was just there to watch and enjoy. And he got found guilty. And his punishment was getting duct tape wrapped all the way around his head multiple times and then ripped off. Hey, man, You don't want to fuck around and don't come to the people's court, man.
I think you were the juror.
I think so. And I just did the thumbs down. Should we spare this man? Thumbs down.
And he said, okay, great. I mean, he did it. Yeah, he accepted his fate.
He knew that he fucked up when he did what he did to that bench, man.
I mean, yeah, yeah. He committed the crime.
You never got on Patrick's bad side.
Dude, it took nothing to get on Patrick's bad side.
Well, I think the other option was you either get duct tape wrapped around your head or we drip hot solder on your stomach. I think he chose wisely.
Yeah, those are the two options. Patrick gave him. Yeah.
Two options.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure that could get us sued if we'd have dropped hot solder. Like taking a soldering iron and just dropped melted metal all over his pure white belly.
It was all for entertainment.
It was. He was into it.
Yeah, he was into it.
Burn in hell.
Burn in hell. And he's a friend.
Yeah.
He's he hung out with us and we didn't actually hurt anybody.
Right. Very often.
Just boys being boys.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Oh, God, it was funny. Funny.
Jesus, man. You can't play dodgeball anymore. No. Fuck.
Yeah. Got to play some watered down version of it. Oh. And I don't know. I just heard that. I don't know if it's true. I just heard that.
Yeah, well, these kids are playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to throw a soft, squishy ball at your head, but I'll just gore the shit out of you from, 3,000 miles away.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man.
Jesus. 5-1 beef, 1-6-0-8.
Oh, dude, we haven't even talked about the beef line yet.
No. Dude, I'm getting... So, if you call the beef line, 51BEEF1608, leave a message. I mean, for whatever... It's Skype. And for whatever reason, we still have this, like, very weird voicemail that picks up. And nobody knows it's the show. So, if you call the number 51BEEF1608, you won't hear our voices. So I think a lot of people get confused and they hang up.
And there's no way to change that. We can't change the voice.
Not that I know of. I guess I could pick up and say hello.
Hello. Call back and leave a message. Yeah, that'd be weird.
Oh,
man. Have we gotten any new messages lately?
A lot of callers. A lot of callers. Nobody leaving a message. You know what I could do? I don't know. It's been a while since we've been on Twitter, but dude, I'll just send out the link right now, and I'll just say, "Hey, we're live. If you want to call in, call in." Can't imagine anybody's going to do it. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm not pretending they're going to. So, all you haters out there, just relax. Just want to give people the option.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I hate social media, but follow us at Too Dumb for This on Twitter.
Yeah, we just spent like the first part of the show bashing the shit out of it.
Hey, we are live. Call in now and be on the show. 512-333-1608. All right. Hey, we are live. Call in now and be on the show. Okay, podcast. Hashtag podcast. Hashtag Podern Family. Oh my God, all these fucking hashtags. All right, tweeted that out. At the very least, people will know we have a new show coming at them.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, this is the Too Dumb for This show. I'm trying to think what, like, some other new show updates. I mean, we have new gear. We're still in all the same places. You know, so I don't know, wherever you listen, keep listening. We are on something called Bullhorn and Himalaya. Those are some of the two new apps that we're on. that you can find the show. We're starting to syndicate to a lot more places. Bullhorn is a service for apparently in some parts of the country, like data is expensive, you know, like Wi-Fi. And if they're traveling where they can't get Wi-Fi, you know, like truckers, the data is expensive. So with Bullhorn, you can actually call a number. You just call an old telephone because they often have unlimited minutes with their cell phones. So they call a number and then they can listen to our podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And weird, but it's cool.
Yeah, they retweeted us.
Nice. Anybody call yet?
No, not yet. I'm just staring at my smartphone. You're a bunch of fucking prank callers.
Right. Prank caller, prank caller. Yeah, man. How crazy would it be if Chris called right now?
I was going to say that. Hey, I heard you guys are talking about me.
No calls.
Nope, nothing. Just fucking silence. Hey, man, you go missing for a couple months. You got to start from scratch.
That's true, man. Right back to the beginning.
Right back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Do we have to go out and earn people's trust again? Sounds like a lot of work.
We'll win them back. We'll win them back.
Yeah, so 51Beef1608. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Too Dumb For This. We're still, you know, while we missed a few shows, we still tried to, you know, stay plugged in and reply to people. So as much as we talk shit on social media, we are still paying attention.
Yeah,
Oh, wait, somebody's calling. This is the Too Dumb For This show.
This is God. Pick up 2 dozen tacos and some Dr. Pepper.
I understand.
That's cool, man. It actually works. Huh. I was just testing. Making sure that the lines weren't blocked or something. No, that's cool, man. I've never called our number before.
So wait, did that work? Did you hear it on your end?
Yeah.
All right.
I did.
Nice.
See, we're still testing out the system.
Yeah.
God, you guys have no idea the struggle. The struggle that we have been in just so we could take a fucking phone call. That's not coming in.
No, it's a lot of stress.
Yeah. And then, you invested quite a bit there and got some new equipment, and then all the shit didn't work. And then you've had to do it again.
Yeah. No, it's just that it's like a merry-go-round of fuckery. It's like, let's get on this ride. Then you max out a few credit cards. Then you go around realizing, oh, none of this works. So then you get a few more credit cards.
Yep. Ugh. Isn't that the truth?
Wait, I have how many months of no interest? Okay. That's only 19 cents a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, shit, man. So there's been a few crazy stories. I know they're kind of old at this point, but there's been a few crazy stories. I just don't know. Are you up to date on this Jussie Smollett guy?
A little bit. I was suspicious.
it seems a little weird, right?
Yeah.
Or seemed a little weird. And I mean, it turned out to be really, really weird.
Really fucking weird.
Right. Why would anybody do that?
So is it confirmed that his story was bullshit? Or is it?
Yes.
Or is it not?
I mean, last I found, yes.
It was confirmed?
Yeah.
Because, okay, so let's back up. I think most people should know about this, but this guy was an actor.
Yeah, on Empire.
I've never seen that show in my life. I don't even know what it is.
I haven't either. I think it's like a rap mogul show. It's like, hip hop something or other.
American musical drama. Let's see, you went a little bit weird with it.
Oh.
American musical drama. Fox. Okay. It's on Fox.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Fictional hip hop music.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he was on Empire, and I don't know what the fuck was going on. The rumor is, or something, they were going to write him off. He was having issues. And then what happened?
Yeah, allegedly he faked a racial/homosexual beatdown or something, right? Like, he said that two guys in MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hats, jumped him in an alley or something, beat the shit out of him, said a bunch of racial slurs, some homophobic slurs, and he was lucky to get out of there with his Subway sandwich, apparently.
But he did.
He did get out.
With his Subway sandwich.
And it turned into this big national story. And then it turns out that it was absolutely all bullshit.
Now, part of that story also included a noose, right? Like, didn't he walk up to his house wearing a noose?
Yeah, like a rope around his neck or something like that. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of suspicious from day one, but a horrible event if true. So you have to, you have to side with the victim. And man, I say good for the Chicago PD to kind of, they investigated the whole thing.
Right.
I think they spent hours and hours can countless professionals looking for the security footage of this attack, and they couldn't find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man, I just don't understand why you would want to put yourself in that situation. Like, didn't he go on Good Morning America or some talk show and like, can, you know, talk about how upsetting it is that people don't believe his story and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's just weird, man. Like, why would you want to put yourself through that?
Yeah, he really played that part. Did a lot of publicity around it. Dude, it's the classic, don't fucking lie about things, because then it just snowballs and it gets out of control. Then you lie to cover up the lie. If that's what happened, I really don't know, but I think he's been charged, right, with filing a fake police report.
Yeah, I think falsifying a police report or whatever. But listen, I hate when people do shit like this, okay? I feel like if you do something like this, this or accusing somebody of rape or whatever, and you find out that it's not true, I think your punishment should be what the other person could have gotten. Does that make sense?
So wait, you're saying people should be raped if they accuse people of rape?
No.
I'm having a hard time following the logic.
if the person you accused of rape got sentenced, got proven guilty or seen guilty, found guilty, and then they had to go to prison. I mean, their prison sentence, what, 20 years, some shit like that. I mean, I don't know what rape is, but for falsifying that and trying to get somebody. Yeah, I don't. But you know what I mean? I think your punishment for falsifying some shit like that, for accusing somebody of that, your sentence should be just as bad.
So,
and I think it would cut down on a lot of that stuff.
So if I went around and I said, oh, hey, Trenton murdered me. I should get the death penalty.
Well, no, but I'm not a big death penalty person anyway. But that's different. It's different. Well,
no one would believe me because I'd still be alive.
Right. But if you went around saying that I murdered your wife.
Okay.
Let's say I murdered your wife and she actually was murdered by somebody and you were saying that I did it. You had proof that I did it, even though you didn't have proof that I did it. And I get convicted of it or whatever. And then find out that it was you that made up the lie. You didn't kill her. I'm losing the argument here. Okay. I don't know where this is going.
I mean, your DNA was all over my walls.
That was a totally different reason.
Massive DNA evidence.
Massive DNA quantum. Yeah, I mean, that's a bad example.
I understand.
A good example. Okay, so just getting assaulted by somebody is bad enough. But being assaulted by somebody and calling it a hate crime, they add extra time on to that for some reason. Like, a hate crime is worse than just a crime. Even though I think it takes hate to do something bad to somebody in the first place, right? But for some reason, you add hate on there and the crime gets worse. So I think falsifying a hate crime should become a hate crime, right?
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
I can see that. So what about falsifying a profile image on social media or a dating app?
You mean like catfishing somebody?
No. I mean like taking a picture at just the right angle to make me look thinner.
The angle of the dangle? Is that what you're talking about?
His penis looks very long and skinny.
That's different than a crime, though.
The stretching of the truth is okay.
Right. Yeah, there's a big difference between false advertisement and trying to get a race war started because you were getting kicked off of a show or whatever the case may be. You had a bad sandwich at Subway and you were just unhappy for the day. So you paid a couple of Nigerian brothers to beat you up or whatever.
So wait, I'm confused. You're telling me that you think he should have the Subway sandwich shoved up in him? Is that what you're arguing here? I'm having a hard time following this.
He and Jared from Subway, the one that's in prison for child diddling or whatever, they should have to get together and eat those sandwiches out of some other dude's butthole. That should be their punishment.
Hey man, whatever. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. If that's what you think should happen, I'm going to side with the Chicago PD here. I'm going to let them handle the case.
I know. I just, it's so weird, man. So weird. I mean, there's been a couple cases of that here in Kansas, man. K-State University. They had a couple incidents or whatever where you know, a kid has painted his car with the N-word and came out and he said that it was a hate crime and all this stuff, and then it turned out to be that he did it himself.
No way, really?
Yeah, twice in the last few years. And it was, I mean, it was national news. It's crazy, dude. I don't understand why people are doing that.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I have a heart. I can't even stretch the truth.
No.
I get real weird. I'm like, even if I feel like I stretched the truth or gave somebody the wrong, I told them the wrong thing by accident. Right. I get real weird and I go out of my way to even try to correct it.
Yes.
I'm like, no. I didn't say I hate your guts. I said I strongly dislike them. Stop mince-meating my words.
Right. Yeah, it's such a weird thing, man. I just don't understand the mentality of why you would want to make it seem like there's a bigger issue than there really is. And I think it kind of downplays the actual real issues that are out there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess he thought it was a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Right. Like you don't do something like that unless you're desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to hear how that sounds.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a Hail Mary. And it was shit's going to hit the fan. Might as well see if I can get my 15 minutes while I can.
That's so weird, man.
Dude, the truth is going to come out.
Yeah. Eventually. Maybe.
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eventually somebody's going to go through all of our numbers and find out they're all fake. We have 50,000 streams a week, all from Austin, Texas.
Just set that shit on repeat.
Yeah, I just put our show on in the background while I sleep on about 15 different computers and mobile devices.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I guess he has been arrested or charged. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know either, I guess.
I don't even know his name. Small.
It's Jussie. J-U-S-S.
Jussie.
Yeah.
Juicy. Juicy Mullet.
Juicy Mullet.
Bail set for $100,000.
Damn, it's crazy, man. Oh, and the other thing I was going to talk to you about. R. Kelly. R. Kelly's back in there for some crazy sex shit.
So, yeah, he's in trouble. Apparently he did.
Yeah, big trouble.
Now, he did not make bail this time. I think his bail was, what, $1 million?
Yeah. And if you look at their booking photos, I think they both got booked into the same place. The Jussie Smollett and the fucking R. Kelly. I'm serious. There's the exact same indentions in the brick in the background. I noticed that the other day.
So what's going to happen with R. Kelly?
I'm pretty sure he's going to prison for like 30 years.
Let's see. Indicted. Judge sets $1 million bail for R&B singer. He can't afford to post bail. He remains in jail.
Man. Dude, it was like a sex cult or something that he had going on.
Only Verizon was ranked number one by Rude Metrics.
Damn it, let's get this ad out of
number
the way.
One in three.
I'll bring it back up when that ad's over. We have 20 seconds. R. Kelly's attorney says the singer doesn't have the $100,000 bail he needs to post, so Kelly will spend a second night in jail where he's been moved into a private cell. Ooh la la.
Jeez.
Good evening, I'm Rena Ninen. Singer R. Kelly remains in custody after surrendering to police on charge of criminal sexual abuse. Today, prosecutors describe the disturbing allegations against him, including multiple underage girls.
Multiple.
Mind you, he's already gotten away with this once.
Yeah, a while ago, right? What happened
there?
Yeah,
a long time ago. I believe he videotaped him sexually, well, doing sexual acts with his 15-year-old niece or something like that, man.
But he was, why didn't he get charged and locked up?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been so long ago.
He's 52. Let's see. Abuse against four women, including three minors.
Jeez, man.
What does he have against people who work in caves?
A judge set his bond at $1 million. A warning for viewers tonight. The details in our first story are graphic. Here's Jerika.
In graphic detail, State Attorney Kim Fox described the allegations involving four women who say they were sexually abused by three-time Grammy winner and R&B singer R. Kelly. One of the cases involved a 24-year-old who says she had an appointment to braid Kelly's hair back in 2003.
Robert Kelly grabbed the victim by the head and tried to force her mouth onto his exposed penis, and the semen was identified on the shirt.
Jesus. What kind of story are you setting up here?
She's there trying to braid his hair, and he's like, you're going to suck this thing.
That's awful. Jesus,
man. That's a whole different level of confidence. You know what I mean? God damn, dude. That's brutal.
DNA identified in the semen sample is a match to Robert Kelly's DNA profile.
The charges in multiple forced sex acts. According to court records, three of the four women were between 13 and 16 years old when the alleged abuse happened.
Between May 1st to...
Good Lord. That is a man who's come unhinged.
Yeah, dude. There's something not right there. I mean, obviously, but that's a whole different level. That's a whole different level, man.
But to your point about, you know, somebody shows up to braid your hair and you're like, suck on this.
Right.
Like, that's unhinged.
Yes. Dude, that is a whole different... I'm sorry that I keep doing this, but... Here, let's finish the story and then we'll talk about the other thing. Yeah.
His spirits are good.
2009, in January 31st, 2010, the victim had vaginal and oral sex with Kelly multiple times. At times, Robert Kelly would spit on her, slap her in the face, and choke her.
Kelly, who's 52 years old, turned himself into police Friday night, hours after being charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. His attorney, Steven Greenberg, says his client, who remains in custody on $1 million in bonds, is devastated.
Here is someone who at one point was a huge star and now sitting behind bars, even if it's just for a day, he's got these accusations. Unfortunately, there's this whole hashtag movement. Just because someone says something now and it's 2019, it doesn't make them credible.
Okay. So his, I think that was his attorney talking about hashtags.
Okay.
How pissed would you be? He didn't come out and say, this is false. He just said, there's this hashtag nonsense.
Right. unfortunately, this is not the first time that Mr. Kelly has had this run-in with people.
And then you get these crazy kids on Twitter going nuts. You can't believe a thing anybody says.
Right? Oh, man. How crazy is that shit, though?
That's wild. So let's see. His spirits are good. Right now, he's being held in the hospital area of the jail for security reasons. He's not sick or suicidal. It's easier for the sheriff and more secure that he's not in general population. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I believe I could fly. Woo! I believe I could touch your thigh. I don't have to ask for permission.
My bail set at $1 million.
You came over to braid my hair. I shoved your face right down there. I'm going to spit on you.
Maybe it choke you a little.
I'm going to choke you a little.
Yeah, that's not good. None of this is good.
No.
So you're right. I mean,
the choking and the spitting and the slapping thing's fine. If you're into it, if she's into it.
And legal.
And legal. Yeah, but you can't be doing that to a 13-year-old girl. Jesus, man. That is sick.
Well, you know the hashtags.
There's a hashtag for that?
Yeah, you can't go around believing everybody these days. So, but I guess he's been, what has he been? He's been arrested or charged?
Yeah, I mean, he's not guilty back in the day for that, right?
But he's not guilty right now.
Yeah, it's so weird, man.
So we have to.
I guess you're right. I'm always bitching about that we can't just take people's word for it, but I don't know. I kind of take their word for it. he's kind of a problem.
Well, you kind of have to side with the victim. And that's what you do. You side with the victim and then you figure it out.
Yeah, you sort it out, right? Yeah. You believe them. That doesn't mean that he's guilty, though, right? Like, you still try to figure it all out. You can't just automatically be like, oh, yeah, that piece of shit did it.
I mean, if I'm his attorney, I'm walking in going, this motherfucker thinks he can fly.
That's true. He believes it. He fucking wrote believes it. Song. Yeah, he fucking believes it.
He's insane.
And he's been trapped in a closet. You remember that song?
Yeah.
Oh, that song was the shit.
But dude, that's his defense. This guy's been trapped in a fucking closet. He believes he can fly.
Yeah. Case closed.
Case closed. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle did a hilarious bit about him. I'm going to piss on you. Yes, I do. Turn your face into a toilet seat. No, but where I was going with the other thing, the balls that it would take. You know what I mean? Like, what would make you think that this girl's over here to braid my hair? I'm going to forcibly shove her face into my crotch and this is going to be fine, right? Have you seen the Netflix documentary Abducted in Plain Sight?
No, but Lindsay has, and she's been telling me all about it.
My God, dude. Everybody needs to watch that this week. And next show, we need to discuss, because there is some shenanigans going on in that fucking place. Wowza.
Now, are these people still alive?
Yes. Okay, I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Right. So this was a series of events that happened, what, in the 70s and 80s?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, let's give the listeners some homework.
Yes. Definitely watch it. Let's all meet here next week and discuss, because wowza.
Abducted in Plain Sight. I'm adding this to the show topics for next week.
Oh, dude. It is crazy. You need to get Lindsay on here so that me and her can discuss this right now. I need to talk about this shit.
Well, no, I'm familiar with the gist.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, she gave me a 15-minute rundown of everything. Oh, my
God, man. So crazy. So you know what I'm talking about then.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The balls on this fucking guy. To have the ability to, okay, I can't say anything. Everybody needs to watch
it. Everybody needs to watch it.
Yeah, we need to meet here next week and we will discuss.
And I need to watch it.
Fair, fair warning to everybody out there, if you have not watched this by next week, then we're spoiler alert. Okay? We're going to get into some shit here. I got some things to talk about. So we're giving you fair warning. Watch the fucking show. Bam.
Yeah, we could do, I'm sure we could do a whole episode on it.
Oh, dude. It is something else.
How you're jealous of that guy. And
Oh, dude, it is. I need some relief. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, what about the Fyre Festival one? Did you watch the Fyre Festival one?
No, but there are two, right? There's one on Netflix and one on Hulu.
Yes, I've seen the Netflix one, not the Hulu one.
I heard, don't even mess with the Hulu version.
Yeah, why would you?
Who's messing with Hulu to begin with?
Who's got Hulu? I actually have Hulu, but I very rarely Hulu it. But occasionally.
When you want to watch Seinfeld.
I'm all about Amazon Prime, and I'm all about Netflix.
So yeah, what is so Fyre? That motherfucker was bold too.
Dude, what a crazy fucking guy. But I'll tell you who's happy about abducted in plain sight. Guy that says he was gonna suck some dick to get that Fyre Festival going. I thought that was the most shocking thing I'd seen in a documentary. But nope. Out comes fucking abducted in plain sight. And bam, that guy's like, woo, woo, moving on. It's crazy. Crazy, man.
Yeah, I need to watch it. So is it long, abducted in plain sight?
I mean, it's decently long.
But it's not like the Jinx.
No,
you can't commit like six episodes or something.
No, it's really good, dude. Really good. You can watch it in one setting.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, everything should be an hour and a half tops.
Right.
And actually, I don't know. Lindsay's 15-minute rundown, I think, just told me everything I needed to know.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Dude, I don't know. If you see it, you'll be like, what the fuck?
Dude, I saw the picture, you know, like when you're scrolling through Netflix and you see the like the dude standing by that girl.
Ugh. There was a lot of stupid going on there. I'll tell you that much. But I don't know, man. What do you think? Do you think?
Well, yeah, I think this is good.
Yeah.
I think this is good. We're going to, you know, we're going to get back on a schedule. And this is the first time we've recorded a show with the new gear. We're going to go back. We're going to check the levels. We're going to figure out how to do the phone call thing. So, you know, we have a little bit more to figure out on this end.
Yeah. Well, we'll get it, man. We'll get it. I'm just happy to be back. I'm happy to be doing this again, man. I missed it so much. I haven't felt, you know, it's been a weird feeling lately. I'm ready to get back into the swing of things and get back on track, dude. Get hope back into my life, man.
Yeah, no, I am too, because, you know, it's consistency, and we'll do this every week, and we'll grow it one listener at a time. And, you know, thanks for everybody who's still, you know, who's still subscribing to the show. And I hope this comes as a pleasant surprise this week. We'll roll out like a little teaser trailer, and then we'll drop the show, you know, when this week, you know, whenever we do.
Yeah, man. Yep. As always, thank you guys so much. Spread the word. Tell everybody, you know, tell them we're going to be more consistent with it. Force, leave us a review if you haven't done so already. We're giving away stickers. We've got, check out our website, we've got merchandise for sale, blah 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 blah. You know the deal. We love you all very much, and we're glad to be back, man.
I'd pay $5 to watch Jesse shit.
Man, I missed that.
Oh yeah, fucking Todd. What do you think, man? This day in music. Yeah. We need. Okay, we'll work. I'll put it on my to-do list for this week or next, and we'll go back and forth. We'll come up with a little soundbite for this day in music.
Oh, dude, we need to do that. Yeah.
So we can just hit a little button and go, this day in music.
I like it. Yeah, let's do it.
1956. Elvis Presley had his first national hit when I Forgot to Remember to Forget. Well, that's very confusing. Went number one on the Billboard Country and Western chart.
Mine's not pulling up for some reason. Hang on.
Mine's coming up as February 25th. This is the wrong fucking date.
Yeah, it is.
Time travel? I Forgot to Remember to Forget. That went number one. I can't even tell you what that song is.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever heard it, man. Go ahead and read the next one, man.
1957, Buddy Holly recorded a new version of That'll Be the Day at Norman Petty Recording Studio in Clovis, New Mexico, the title being taken from a phrase used by John Wayne in the film The Searchers. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
That's pretty awesome.
When you say goodbyes, that'll be the day. When you make me cry, say you're gonna leave. You know that's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Such a good song.
Give me all your loving and your turtle doving. 1967, Pink Floyd appeared at the Rickety Club, Hounslow, England. The Yardbirds were filmed performing in a recreation of the club built at MGM Studios in the Boreham Wood for Michelangelo Antonioni's 1966 film Blow Up. I honestly don't know what I just read.
I don't either, but it was cool. 1972, Led Zeppelin appeared in front of over 25,000 fans at the Western Springs Stadium, Auckland, New Zealand, the group's first ever gig in New Zealand and the largest crowd ever to attend a concert on the island. A special train was chartered from Wellington to bring fans to the concert. News reviews the next day reported the band could be heard over 5 miles from the stadium. That's pretty cool.
5 miles from the stadium. That's wild.
Loud, man.
1977, The Jam signed to Polydor Records UK for £6,000. They actually tell us how much this is in US dollars. $10,200. Nice. They went on to have 18 consecutive top 40 singles in the UK. That's a lot of hits.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty cool. 1984, Jump.
Your boy.
Jump by Van Halen started a 5-week run at number one on the US singles chart. Number seven hit in the UK. Singer David Lee Roth wrote the lyrics after seeing a television news report about a man who was threatening to commit suicide by jumping off of a high building. Roth thought that one of the onlookers of such a scene would probably shout, "Go ahead and jump."
Might as well jump. Jump. Bap, 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 bap. Jump, you fucking puss. 1995, absolutely. Madonna started a 7-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Take a Bow. The track, which was co-written with Babyface, became a number 16 hit in the U.K. God, remember that video?
Yes, I do.
Dude, I was, you know, coming of age.
Did it get you through some rough times? 2000. The five original Spice Girls were facing a bill of up to £1 million or $1.7 million after losing a legal battle against the sponsors of their 1988 world tour.
Now I can't trust anything on this website.
Right? The original Spice Girls. So does that mean there was different Spice Girls back in 88? I'm so confused.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that one then. Sorry, I just saw Spice Girls and it was going to bring up some my coming of age time with the Spice Girls. I spilled many a seed.
Say you'll be there. here, your boy, 2006, George Michael, was found nice. Slumped over in a car in Hyde Park, London. A concerned person spotted the singer and called police, who, after being checked by paramedics, was arrested on suspicion of possessing drugs and then released on bail.
I thought he was slumped over and had a D in his mouth. That's my boy.
He said that the event was my own stupid fault, as usual. You got to respect that.
At least he's honest, man.
Yeah.
You got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Let's see. Yeah, 2015, on what would have been George Harrison's 72nd birthday, a new tree was planted in his memory in Griffith Park, Los Angeles, to replace one that was earlier killed by the beetle infestation. How ironic is that? This new yew tree had been chosen to replace the original, as it was far less susceptible to insects. So they placed a tree for a beetle. Fucking killed the tree. Oh, the irony.
You gotta respect cool, that man. Yeah,
yeah, right on, man. Well, I think we've done did it. Oh,
I
yeah.
think so.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, this has been a great comeback.
Absolutely, it's been a lot of fun, man.
We'll get back on our new schedule and be sure and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Too Dumb For This. Hit the website, www.toodumbforthis.com. Call the beef line, 51BEEF1608.
Yeah. Keep in touch, everybody. We love you very much. Thank you. Thank you for all the birthday wishes.